Arafat Naghi pleaded guilty before U.S. District Judge Richard Arcara to one count of attempting to provide material support and resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization. Federal prosecutors say he traveled twice to Turkey in 2012 and 2014 to try and hook up with ISIS. Investigators say he also purchased various pieces of military combat gear, as well as a burn kit, hunting knife, and machete.
I think today's plea of guilty confirms that terrorism's reach is not confined to obscure individuals operating in faraway lands. Indeed, Naghi is not the first individual in our community who has sought to provide support to and fight on behalf of ISIS and other terrorist organizations. Likewise, he's not the first terrorist recruit to be turned over to law enforcement by others in the community.
U.S. Attorney James Kennedy says the FBI learned of Naghi's activities in August of 2014 when a fellow member of the Lackawanna community provided a tip. He was arrested in July of 2015. Assistant U.S. Attorney Timothy Lynch, who is working directly on the case, says they have uncovered more evidence in recent months from retrieved online communications.
As technologies evolved over time, FBI was able to uncover certain deleted messages from electronic devices that were seized from Mr. Naghi in 2014 when he came back to the United States.
Naghi faces 15 years in prison when he is sentenced in May. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.